The Island of the Seven Rays. At the conclusion of this meditation, we will give the prayer listed for this exercise in working with the masters. Please have that close by. Sit in a meditative posture that is comfortable for you, with your spine erect and your hands relaxed in your lap. Make sure you will not be disturbed. Close your eyes now. Take a deep breath. As you inhale, tense all your muscles. Make tight fists. Feel the tension in these muscles. And hold the tension. And as you exhale, relax. Feel that tension releasing from you. Again, deep breath, tense. Hold. Let go. When you feel yourself comfortable and relaxed, focus your attention on your heart. Feel the warmth and the peace and the calm of your heart. This is who you really are. Now bring your attention to the third eye at the point between the eyebrows. Visualize in your mind's eye a tropical island. It is located in the midst of a glistening nectar sea. The island is composed of jewel-like crystals, emeralds and diamonds and rubies. Now see yourself approaching this island. Your feet touch the warm crystal sand. Feel the relaxing warmth as you walk along the beach. Visualize yourself walking from the beach to the center of the island. You pass through lush tropical trees and vegetation. Smell the fragrances of the flowers that blossom all around you. Visualize tropical birds and flowers of delicate and brilliant colors. You hear the songs of the birds as they sing the song celestial, and tune your soul to the frequencies of the etheric plane. Feel how the path begins to climb as you wind your way to the center of the island. You emerge into the sun and step onto the island's highest promontory. It's a fragrant meadow with a spectacular view over the island and the sea. Now visualize, on this promontory, a platform. It's a large platform, and on this platform, see seven ornate thrones that are consecrated to the image and the sacred presence of the seven Chohans. These thrones are exquisite. They are richly carved, gold-leafed, and inlaid with precious and semi-precious stones. On each throne there is a cushion in the color of one of the seven rays. Now we will visualize the seven Chohans in all of their regal splendor. On the first throne, the blue throne, sits our beloved El Morya, the Chohan of the first ray. In all of his radiant power, majestic and stern, but with a twinkle in his eyes. On the yellow throne, the second one, is seated Lord Lanto, the Chohan of the second ray, deep in meditation. The soft, golden glow of his threefold flame can be seen shining through his chest. On the pink throne sits beloved Paul the Venetian, the Chohan of the third ray. He is smiling at you, beaming vast oceans of love to you from his heart. On the white throne in the center, you see Serapis Bey, the Chohan of the fourth ray. He emanates the disciplined essence of purity's fire. On the green throne sits Hilarion, the Chohan of the fifth ray, radiating the healing vibrations of wholeness and truth. On the purple and gold throne sits Lady Master Nada, the Chohan of the sixth ray. She smiles graciously at you with a welcoming aura of peace. And on the last throne, the violet, sits beloved Saint Germain, the Chohan of the seventh ray. His aura is ablaze with brilliant violet fire that conveys his desire for your soul's victory. Now approach the Chohan of the ray that you feel closest to. You walk towards him and kneel before him or her. In the silence of your heart, ask the Chohan to accept you as a Chila on his or her ray, and to tutor your soul in attaining personal Christhood. Now that you have communed with the Chohan in this profound and intimate way, thank him or her. See yourself standing up now. Slowly turn around and walk back down the hill, the winding path to the shore. Carrying the light of this encounter with your guru in your heart. With your inner sight, gaze out across the ocean, which seems as vast as God's consciousness, until you feel like opening your eyes. Take a deep breath now. Move your arms and legs, and slowly bring your consciousness back into your body. Please turn now to this meditation in working with the masters, and give the following prayer with me. Teach me, O Chohan of my life, how to be thyself, how to walk the earth as heart and head and hand, responding to thy will at thy command. Teach me, O Chohan of my love, how to feel the flow, how to give thy succor to all hearts below. Teach me now, O Chohan of the law, to fulfill the promise of the seven rays, and to be forevermore prismed awareness of thy grace. You may want to take a moment now to record your experiences and realizations in your journal.